Holly M&A.
Hey,
Holly. I want to thank Almighty God for His grace and mercy today. Truly, we're blessed, you know. Can we have a moment of silence and we can get a conscious contact with the God of our understanding, followed by the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference just for the day. So I said, I'm Holly, I'm an addict. Boy, ain't it great to be clean today? Give yourself a hand. Yeah. You know, sitting in Ocean City, Maryland on a Friday afternoon. Can you remember what you was doing on a Friday afternoon? Yeah, man. I need to say that this is truly an honor and a privilege, you know, and I need to share that I didn't come to this convention to share, you know what I'm saying? And I need to say that the topic is service is a posture in the heart. You know, posture, position. Okay, a position. You know, I always wanted somebody to do something for me. You know, so this program is so awesome because the principles that I learned in the streets are turned upside down. It's not about me being self-seeking anymore. It's about me being selfless. Something that I didn't know anything about. You know, like I kind of wanted, you know, I'd help you. I'd give you some of my dope. But there was always some intentions in the back of my mind. So like when I came in this program and they said, like, get in service, and you know, I come from the old school, I come from the early 90s where you got in service in 6 months, automatic. And if you wasn't in service, another more experienced member would go to your sponsor and ask them, why is she not in service? And I remember that's how it was for me, you know, in my first service position, I was doing H&I chairperson. And I didn't know what I was doing. So, newcomer, if you here and you don't know how to get in service, you in the right place. Because I didn't know that I was going to have to be responsible. You know, it talks about in the third tradition that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. And it talked about in that tradition that it rests on the individual. But I know that the people that get the most out of this program are the people that get involved with service. And that we do service out of love. That's what it talks about when we're talking about the position in the heart. That I'm doing service out of love, that I can put your chair down for you. Why? Because I understand your pain. I understand what it took for you to get here. So when I love you unconditionally, and that's what my sister was saying, it doesn't matter who you are or how you are. It doesn't matter about the mistakes you made or who you sleeping with. It don't matter who's on your arm or what your connections are, who you are. I always say who you think you are when you come in here, because what I understand today is who you think you are is nothing like who you getting ready to be.
My God. Come on.
So like when I got here, you know, I was humble. Man, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I didn't come in here skipping. You know what I'm saying? I came in here with my head down. Man, I came in here walking with shame and guilt. You know what I'm saying? I was carrying a backpack on my back. You know, of shame and guilt and embarrassment and humiliation. Of what, like, the disease of addiction had robbed me of. And y'all had all these concepts and all these cliches keep coming back, and more will be revealed. And like, I know today that more has been revealed and more will continue to be revealed. You know, and if I stay in a position of servitude, a position of servitude. I don't have to worry about being trusted. You talk about in the second tradition, you talk about trusted servant. I don't have to worry about being trusted if I'm in a position of servitude. So like I share that only because a lot of times we can't be trusted. We can't be trusted because we've gotten out of position about what being a trusted servant is all about. Because if I keep the love, and when we say love, we're talking about unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about it don't matter if you made a mistake. Because we're going to all make some. It talk about that in the second tradition that nobody here, I don't care who you are, I don't care how much time you got, I don't care who you think you are. Nobody here makes good decisions consistently. But we seem to forget when other people make bad decisions. And so like, sometimes service is just being present. See, I got some time and like, I go to meetings and a lot of times old timers want to say, well, I don't go to that meeting because they ain't got no recovery. Now, I'm going to say some stuff. Let me just get this out the way. Okay, I'm going to say some shit that people ain't going to like. You know? So, like, they won't go to those meetings that don't have no recovery. And so, like I always tell them, if they ain't got no recovery, bring your own recovery. See, I understand that sometimes God gives us an assignment. We forget about it because we so self-seeking, we go in there trying to get something instead of going there and trying to give something. So I go to the newcomer meetings. And then I go out and I fellowship and I tell people that got time, you need to come to this meeting, man. They got 80 newcomers here. And 5 old timers. Something ain't right about that proportion. Y'all know how to add and do percentages, right? So like I'm trying to solicit. We know how to do that, right? I'm trying to solicit old timers to come to this meeting on a Saturday morning. And I understand you don't want to get up at 10:30. On a Saturday. But requirement, because after you've been here and you say you're a member, there is a requirement. You have an obligation to give it away. Why? Because that's the only way I can keep it. That's the only way I can keep it is to give it away. That's my obligation. That's my assignment. So I need to go places that I don't want to go. I don't want to go over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had that look on your face. And I'd be like, why do all the old timers go to the same meeting? But they're talking about the newcomers, the most important person in any meeting. And ain't no newcomers in the meeting that you in. But you giving it away. I ain't gonna talk to y'all over here. I'm gonna talk to these folks over here. So like when I was at a meeting and my area that had 110 members coming to the meetings, but 80 of them are in treatment. Because they send the treatment people to this particular meeting, and all the old timers says, I don't like that meeting because it's loud and everybody talking and walking. But guess what? The newcomers ain't talking and walking. It's the old timers. It ain't them. They know that they ass is on the line. It's us that's doing the walking and the talking. You feel what I'm saying?
So like having to stay somewhere that maybe I don't necessarily on any other day want to stay, but I'm obligated to Narcotics Anonymous. See, I understand when you make an investment in this, all of us ain't invested. All of us ain't invested. Some of us just come around. Some of us even make cameo appearances. On our anniversary, we want everybody to know. I'm talking about self-seeking and self-serving. Self-seeking and self-serving. That's the defect. Selflessness is the principle. It's a whole lot easier for me to talk about you than to talk about myself. And so, like I understand today, because sometimes we can get the podium twisted about what the podium is really for. The podium is to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. I'm in a position of servitude. I'm commanded to be transparent. Not come up here and give y'all a show. Make you laugh. Maybe I could do a dog and pony show up here. Make you dance. Okay? And I share that only because there have been times when, you know, people were up here. And I mean, we were like, say that. And I heard a message of, I'm fucking dying. Will you please help me? And we'll hug them and say, you share really good. But we won't ask them the truth. Like, what's really going on? Who are you for real? Because for the first 5 years, I was who y'all wanted me to be. The second 5 years, I had to understand that I had to become the person that I thought I was to find out that's not the person I wanted to be when I got 10 years. And only to struggle for the next 13 years trying to transform the person to be God who wants, God wants me to be. And when I say a struggle, it's a struggle. It's just like the caterpillar that struggles to get out the cocoon. And there's all kind of outside forces around it trying to stop it. So when I came in here, man, I was like, God, just please help me to help somebody else. But because we people that like to overdo it, because I'm going to talk about this, I'll be so busy helping you that I won't help myself. I'll forget about me. I'll forget that I am the most important person in my life. And so, like, for those of us, and I know y'all all doing step work, for those of us that do step work, we understand that it is imperative that I continue to keep working on myself because I am forever evolving. Who I was last month ain't who I am today. How do I know that? Because I do an inventory. And if you don't do step work, you're doing a disservice to us. Because we have to deal with your defective behaviors. God said you just better stay humble. You just better stay humble, man. You know, I found out that I love helping people. You know what I'm saying? I found out that I like people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them that says, you know, I don't like women and I don't like this. Man, I love God's people, man. I love Narcotics Anonymous and I love addicts, man. And I'm charged by God that if somebody needs my help, I'm supposed to help them. Forget what you heard. I'm going to touch on this. And I might not get invited back when I see it. All of this stuff that you see right here is service. Putting this convention together is service. You know what I'm saying? And it's a great thing. But guess what? It's not the highest form of service. It's not. Uh-oh. It talk about in the sexual tradition that there's no prestige in Narcotics Anonymous. So it's good that you're the chair of your convention. That's a good thing. But for real, if you ain't helping another addict stay clean another day, it don't mean shit. That's real talk. How do I know? Because I've been there and I did that. I'm not sharing theory. I thought I had arrived. I'm the chair. I'm the vice chair. You know how I'm the chair. Girl, I'm the chair of that convention. I'm the programming chair. Come on now. I'm talking to the right people, right? Okay. But the highest form is when I go and pick a newcomer up for a meeting. When I carry the message to the addict that's still suffering. When I tell that girl, you know what? You're going to get your kids back. If you stay clean long enough, you'll get your kids back. You'll get your job back. You'll get your family back. You'll get your life back. And how do I know? Because I got mine back. Why? Because I stayed in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and I worked the program, not just around the program. I worked the program. And where did it start at? Starting to help somebody else, doing something, stepping outside of myself, getting to know myself. It's a lot of work to do when you come in here. If you bored, you're in the right place. We got plenty for you to do. You can start by cleaning up. A 100 people that sit in the room, there's 100 chairs, and it'd be 2 people folding. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Am I talking to anybody in here? Like you didn't sit in that damn chair. The coffee pot need to be clean. I still clean the coffee pot. Not in my home group, but at another group, because somebody else don't feel like it's necessary to clean the coffee pot, but their asses be up at the coffee pot all night long and all day long. And they come in the door, oh, the coffee ain't made. Did you bring your ass to the meeting and make the coffee? I'ma keep it on me, I'm sorry. That was that other person they asked to share. Okay, I'm going to be nice. I'm just saying, man. It's plenty to do. You know what I'm saying? It's plenty to do. And what I learned today about service is, for some reason, we just want to be asked. So I ain't got no problem with asking. You know what I'm saying? When I do something, I ask as many people as I can. And I ask the people that other people don't ask. We got so much stuff going on here. We so caught up in other stuff that we don't even look at other people's gifts. We don't even know what they are because we don't ask them. It's somebody sitting here waiting on somebody to ask them to do something. Humble myself to ask somebody to help me and stop thinking I can do it by myself. This program says we must do this together. It don't work no other way. You can read this book, and I don't care how intelligent you are and everything. I read the book cover to cover before I went to my first meet. You couldn't tell me I didn't know recovery. I came in here, I was pontificating and everything. Quoting the literature and everything. They was like, how much time she got a day? But guess what? If you here for one day, you can be in service. Because you can help an addict that's just walking in the door that don't even have a day clean. You can tell them how scared you was and how you stayed. That's why this program is so awesome, man. It's just so awesome. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass while Sherman gone. I'm going to say this. You know, I'm invested in this program. I've put time in this program. I've put money in this program. I've traveled long distances to help an area. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this is all about. You know what I'm saying? And what I know today is that the people that are invested in this program, they don't have a problem with giving. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand today that if the doors are not open for me, I won't have anywhere else to go. I tried those other places. I tried psychiatrists. I tried church. I even tried to do it on my own. It wasn't until I came into this program and I started giving of myself that I felt the real relief and freedom. And I'm going to tell you, and this is funny, people will know you if you get in service. They will. And that I ran across some people through being in service that I know that I would have never had met or encountered if it wasn't for being in a service committee. And maybe we don't always get along, you know what I'm saying? But it's absolutely necessary that we do the steps necessary in order for us to be successful. Now, I'm going to share this because this is what's happening in my hometown. They said we had a secret meeting. A bunch of us old-timers got together because they were talking about dissolving the area. We can't get nobody to take a chairperson position. We can't get nobody to be the vice chair. The secretary was sick, and the treasurer, he was trying to hold down the fort by himself. We talking about the executive body of an area that had something like 70 or 80 meetings. And so us old timers met and said, what can we do? You know what I'm saying? I've been in service for 20 something years. And everything that I've ever wanted to do involved Narcotics Anonymous. When we talk about lost dreams awakening, new possibilities arise, I would sit at home and I'd be like, God, just give me vision so that I could better serve my fellowship. You know what I'm saying? But it comes a point in time when you have to pass the baton because it talks about your personality to start taking on that of the group. But the mistake that we make is when we pass the baton, we don't put people in training. We pass them the baton and we never show back up. We don't train people. We tell them to get in service, but we don't tell them how to do the service. And so at some point, we have to take responsibility for the fact that whatever is going on in our fellowship, in our area, us as old-timers didn't do something right. It ain't them, it's us. And that we gotta, like, do something different. So we came together to do something different, and we showed up. And I was on the phone the other day, and she was like, such and such and so and so, and can you do this and can you do that? I said, I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'll do whatever it is that you ask me to do as long as it don't hurt me. My life has changed today. I work two jobs. I got grandkids. And I understand today that I put Narcotics Anonymous before my family when I got here. And now it's time for me to do the service that I need to do right in my own family. I'm going to share this and I'm going to pass. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that I had to be there for my kids. I was too busy picking people up and going here and going there and serving here and serving there and everything. And my kids was looking at me like, hey, we over here. Right? And when I understood that my family was important to me and what you all gave me in this program, that I could take it home and I could work it, then I started working with my family and understanding that the service started there too. You know, a couple of weeks ago, my son was picked up and he was charged with attempted murder. And I've been crying every day for 2 weeks. And I've been begging, I've been pleading with God, please. Please help my child. And I called all over the country. Detroit, Pittsburgh, Massachusetts, St. Louis. And I told him, I said, last night at 9 o'clock, I want everybody to pray and ask that they reduce my son's bond because we couldn't pay how much it was. And people started texting me and saying, I got you. I'm talking about service. See, sometimes service might mean that you just need to pray for somebody.
Yeah, baby.
And people was like, we got you covered. And they called me this morning when I was on my way here. My significant other said, we just posted a bond. And I swear I wanted to pack up and just go home. It's like I love all this stuff and everything, but I love my family too. Y'all gave me back my family. I thank you for allowing me to serve you. So that now that I can be able to be of maximum service to myself and God, I thank you.
Yes, sister. Yes, sir. Yes.